KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 28 degrees. We do look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 37. The winds will be putting a bit of a bite in the air, north at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, and Atlantic Police responded to a call about thick smoke coming from a home at Atlantic's West Side late Wednesday night. The call came in from a home at 511 Front Street at around 11:15 p.m. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News this morning that Atlantic Police Lieutenant Paul Wood, who was also a volunteer firefighter, was first on the scene and confirmed thick smoke was emitting from the structure, which had been evacuated prior to authorities' arrival. One person was transported by medevac, though, to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. McNeese said they at first thought the fire was in the basement and perhaps from a dryer or a furnace. But after they entered the home, it was discovered the smoke was coming from a pan of grease on the stove that registered 1,200 degrees on a thermal imaging device. He said it was a miracle the grease didn't erupt into flames because it was splattered all around the pan as well. Crews were on the scene for about 45 to 60 minutes, ventilating the home, which sustained primarily smoke damage. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman sent out a note to the media Wednesday afternoon indicating an error had been made in the Oneida City Council results. The name of write-in candidate Tim Wheelock was left off the worksheet in error Tuesday night. Wheelock's name was written in as a candidate for one of three seats on the Oneida City Council. Therefore, the winners with Wheelock's numbers thrown into the mix are John Knutson with 68 votes, Ben Doffenbaugh with 58 votes, and Tim Wheelock with 42 votes. The other candidate, incumbent Mark Harris, received 25 votes, and there were a scattering of 12 other write-in votes. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a traffic stop a little after 11 p.m. Wednesday resulted in the arrest of a woman on an OWI charge. 63-year-old Rosanna D. Taylor of Red Oak was taken into custody for OWI first offense. Taylor was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. A traffic stop Wednesday afternoon in Fremont County near Bartlett resulted in the arrest of a man and woman from Nebraska on drug and child endangerment charges. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports 24-year-old Devin Donner and 24-year-old Nicole Freezy, both of Omaha, were taken into custody on two counts each of child endangerment, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Devin was also arrested for driving while barred, being habitual violator. Both parties were being held in the Fremont County Jail, pending an initial appearance with a magistrate. Their arrest took place at around 4:45 p.m. after the Fremont County K-9 unit had stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation on Western Avenue near Bartlett. And inside the vehicle, deputies noticed the odor of narcotics. They located marijuana and drug paraphernalia used in the ingestion of both marijuana and methamphetamine inside the vehicle. Deputies also located drug paraphernalia and narcotics concealed inside of a diaper bag. Also in the news, an Iowa man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute a powerful painkiller that led to the 2015 death of a Council Bluffs man. The U.S. Attorney's Office at 30-year-old Charles Jesse Buterbaugh of Carter Lake was sentenced Tuesday in Council Bluffs Federal Court. Authorities say that Buterbaugh was part of a drug trafficking organization that sold fentanyl in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. The investigation began in the group in June of 2015 when police were called to Buterbaugh's Carter Lake home and found the body of 20-year-old Diego Lemus. Police learned a second man had been taken to a local hospital for a fentanyl overdose. Three of Buterbaugh's co-defendants were earlier sentenced to terms ranging from 10 to 14 years, and two others are awaiting sentencing. In the funeral announcements, Gene Lambie, age 99, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Gene Lambie will be held today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Lois M. Nelson, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Lois Nelson will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Zeta Kessler, age 91, of Panora, died Monday in Perry. Funeral services for Zeta Kessler will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Daryl Monk, age 85, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Daryl Monk will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Gary Ross Brewer, age 80, of Greenfield, died November 1st in Florida. Funeral services for Gary Ross Brewer will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Shelby United Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Francis D. Madsen, age 69, of Underwood, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Francis Madsen will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. John Jack Robert Fugle, age 86, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Jack Fugle will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Paul Knutson, age 66, of Exira, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Knutson will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Edna Popesole, age 85, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Edna Popesole will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Betty Slyster, age 94, of Lake Mills and formerly of Manila, died Sunday at the Lake Mills Care Center. Funeral services for Betty Slyster will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Julie Ann Bissell Tupker, age 65, of Marion and formerly of Cumberland, died November 1st in Texas. A celebration of life for Julie Tupker will be held on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Brosh Chapel and the Ava Center in Cedar Rapids. Elaine M. Christensen, age 88, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Elaine Christensen will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Ed Carl, age 57, of Greenfield, died Tuesday from injuries he suffered in a farm accident near Greenfield. Funeral services for Ed Carl are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.